Class 4, Subject, English Language, Topic, Punctuation. Children, today we are going to start with a new topic, which is punctuation, on page 95. Now, what is punctuation? We use capital letters and marks of punctuation to make our writing clear. Full stops, question marks, exclamation marks and commas are called punctuation. Children, now we will learn when a capital letter is used. A capital letter is used to begin a sentence. For example, number one, the film was very interesting. Number two, the cows are grazing in the field. Here, both the sentences begins with the. So we write capital letter T at the beginning of the sentences. A capital letter is used for proper nouns. For example, number one, Vijay and Vidya will be visiting me tomorrow. In this sentence, Vijay and Vidya both are proper nouns. So we use capital letter V for Vijay and Vidya. Number two, we met Susan at the Red Fort. In this sentence, Susan and Red Fort both are proper nouns. So we use capital letter S for Susan and capital letters R and F for Red Fort. A capital letter is used for the pronoun I. For example, number one, I am going to the market now. Number two, Nishant and I went to school by metro. In these sentences, I is the pronoun, so we use capital letter I. A capital letter is used for an abbreviation or short form of a word. For example, Mr. APJ Abdul Kalam was a renowned scientist before he became the President of India. So, in this sentence, APJ is the short form of a name. So, we use capital letters A, P and J. Now, children, we will learn about the uses of different punctuations. For this, you may refer to page 96. First is full stop. A full stop is used at the end of a statement or command. For example, number one, Richard has gone to the market, full stop. Number two, the Ashok Chakra in the center of the Indian flag has 24 spokes. Both these sentences end with a full stop because both these sentences are a statement. A full stop is used after an abbreviation or short form of a word. For example, number one, my sister completed her BA last month. In this sentence, we use a full stop between B and A because it is a short form of Bachelor of Arts. Number two, he woke up at 6 a.m. In this sentence, we use a full stop between A and M, which is the short form of Anti-Meridium. Next is question mark. A question mark is placed at the end of a question. For example, number one, when are you leaving for London? Question mark. Number two, who is the author of the Harry Potter series? Question mark. So, these sentences ask questions. So, we use a question mark at the end of the sentence.